Tomorrow is a very serious and perhaps a very frightful, scary day. It's not because tomorrow is Friday the 13th, which is true, but it's because tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It states in Halakha, B'yom Shvi'i Shehu Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkot, which is called Hoshana Rabbah, that we do a lot of Hoshanas. No Hagin L'Harbos B'Mizmorim K'mo B'Yom Tov. We have the custom to add our Mizmorim, just like on a Shabbos, like on a Yom Tov. It's the reason why Pesukah Zimra is comparable to that which is on a Shabbos, except we just don't recite Nishmas because it's a weekday. The Mishnah Berurah tells us an interesting custom that some of you may or may not know, and if you are not aware of this, you might want to go to Starbucks afterwards. No Hagin Yisrael Lios Neorim B'Leil Arava. There are some people that actually stay up tonight. They stay up the entire night because of the seriousness of the evening and the day. And what's so special about Hoshana Rabbah? She says, Lefi Shebachag Nidonan Al Hamayim, because we know that on Sukkot, we talked a lot about this, the significance of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and also the Nisuch HaMayim, the libations of water, that the Jewish people are judged on water, which, of course, if it rains on Sukkot, we discussed, is a Simon Klal, it's a curse, which, thank God, it didn't rain except my mazel on Wednesday afternoon, the one time all Sukkot. Nonetheless, we're judged on water. V'hu Gemar HaChasima. Hoshana Rabbah is considered to be the seal of our judgment, and therefore it shows it's the end. It's like the end of Yom Kippur, so the end of Sukkot is Hoshana Rabbah. So this is what we're going to see tomorrow night, on Friday night. We're going to, on Shmini Atzeres, we say Shechianu, because it's considered a regel b'fnei atzma, it's a completely separate holiday. So Hoshana Rabbah really ends the Sukkot holiday. And some explain that that's one of the reasons why we take the arava. The arava, the willow, is very much connected to water. And that the way it grows in nature is it grows right by water. And therefore, appropriately, on Hoshana Rabbah, where we have this chasima, the seal of water, we march around with this willow, which relies also on water. Continuing the words of the Ramah, he says that V'yesh No Hagin, there are those who have the custom Lilbosh Hakittel Kamo Biyom Kippur. Because of this day of judgment, which is really what it is, there are those that have the custom that they actually wear a kittel just like they would wear in Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that in Medina Senu, in our countries, in our neighborhoods, not everyone does this, but rather Nohagu Libosh Bigdei Shabbos, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, that because Hoshana Rabbah has this element, it's not Shabbos, a person could do Malacha, but there is such a seriousness to it that people dress even nicer on Hoshana Rabbah than they would do on a typical weekday. However, Levada Shlecht Tzibur Lovesh HaKittel, the person who leads the davening, it's customary that they're the ones that wear a kittel. Now, as we're familiar with the ceremony for tomorrow morning, it states in Halacha, the Makivim Sheva Pa'amim, that we go around the Bima seven times, Umarmim Tachanunim Alamayim, and we continue to say supplications about water, appropriately for about water, because that's what we're being judged about. And then he says, V'notan Arava B'yom Zeh Milvad Arava Shebelulav. We take also, after we go around seven times, we take the arava, the willow, separately, and we don't say a bracha on it. And I want to share just a couple moments, the words of the Mishnah Berurah. It's very difficult to understand exactly the significance of the ceremony. We'll talk about it right now. It says in the Mishnah Berurah that the reason why makif and sheva pamim, why do we go around seven times? Because that's kamo b'mikdash. That's what used to be done in the days when the Beis Hamikdash stood, Shahayim Akifin Hamizbeach Bezeh Hayom Sheva Pa'amim. That on the seventh day, they would go around the Mizbeach seven times. Venotlin Arava Biyom Zeh, they would also take the Arava specifically afterwards on this day, also Zeich LaMikdash, We're also doing this to remember the, what occurred in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenetilas Arava HaYasham Halacha Moshe Mesina. There's a halacha, a law which was given to us to Moshe at Har Sinai, that in fact this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to take the Arava. And he says, B'chol Yom, and the Gemara discusses this in great length, as he says here, every day, Shivas HaYomim, HaYimavien Aravos V'zok Minosan HaKohanim, Al Sadadi Hamizbeach. A lot of people think that the Arava is really only on the seventh day. It was not true. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the ceremony of taking the Arava and actually placing it Al Karnos Hamizbeach, which is what we say at the end of Hallel, is something which they did every day. V'acharkach boyin ha'am v'notanosam misham nanenosam. Afterwards, people would come, they would take it, and they would actually shake the willow, just the Arava by itself. So the question is, so why do we, as we discussed during the first days of Yom Tov, why do we take the lulav all 7 days, which really, as we mentioned, is Zeich LaMikdash, but the truth is, outside of Israel, you only have to take it 1 day, so why do we take it 7 days, the lulav? But when it comes to the Arava, the willow, we only take it at the very end, we don't take it for all 7 days. So this is what the Gemara says, and it's worthwhile knowing this. Why do we not take the willow as we take the lulav? The lulav is lay ikar min haTorah, because on the first day, even out of Israel, there is a source in the Torah that we're supposed to take the lulav. No matter where you are on the first day, it says take the lulav. Since everywhere in the world, even the days of the Beis HaMikdash, on the first day of Sukkot, there was a mitzvah of taking the lulav, avdin and lezeich lamikdash. That's the reason why we're able all 7 days to take the lulav, because there is some source of taking it, even where we are today, at least on day one. However, Rava delaysle ikram in a Torah b'gvulin, since there's no source in the Torah that requires us to take the Arava outside of Israel, even on the first day, it's sufficient that we should at least have a Zeich LaMikdash on 1 day, and appropriately as a flip, and the first day is Lulav, is the strength of the first day is by the Lulav, and the seventh day, therefore, is for the Arava. And we know that when it comes to taking the Arava, one of the things that we do at the very end is V'chovit Va Al Karka, we bang it on the ground, Olal Hakli, it says, or on a vessel, Pa'amayim Sholosh, 2 or 3 times. Fine. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the words of the Arizal, that really when you hit it, it should be dafka al karka. You should not hit it on a kli, which means like on a chair, on your table, but you should actually bend down and hit the ground with it. And he said, and then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, V'tov lachabot tchila al karka. Perhaps it's best that the first time you hit it on the ground. But when you hit it on the ground, you don't have a tremendous amount of leverage, and therefore, not a lot of leaves will fall off. V'acharkach al kelim, then afterwards you can hit it on your chair, l'hasir ha'olin, so that the leaves will come off. However, the insarich l'hasir kol olin, you don't have to have all the leaves fall off. Like you give this to in communities, like when I was in Connecticut, when you give them to kids in a day school, they go crazy, they're banging it like crazy, and all the leaves are flying all over the place, it's a huge mess. Obviously that's not necessary. But it's brought down the significance, we'll conclude with this thought, that why do we take the Arava, why do we hit it against the ground, what's the significance, which could signify the removal of our chatayim, of our sins, at this very important day, this time where there's a chasima, seal, the conclusion of the Yom Tovim. So we know that when it comes to all the Arba Minim, they all have special qualities. However, the Arava, as we know, has no taste, and it has no fragrance, has no smell. And it's comparable to the Jewish person who unfortunately does not have Torah, does not have mitzvos. But it doesn't refer to that person outside. When you take the Levin Esrog, you're really looking at yourself. That there's certain aspects of your life which are comparable to the Esrog. Unfortunately, there's certain things in our life which are more comparable to the Arava, to the willow. And therefore, on Hoshana Rabbah, on the day of we're being judged, we take the Arava, which is within ourselves, that negativity, and we bang it on the ground as if to say that this year, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to remove ourselves from the negative aspects and character traits of the Arava, and Mitzvah Hashem will all be like the Esrog with a beautiful taste and a beautiful fragrance.